U.S. lawmakers stand with Falun Gong against 25 years of CCP persecution. U.S. senators and representatives sent letters and video statements in support of Falun Gong on the eve of July 20, which marks the 25th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party's launch of a persecution campaign against practitioners of the spiritual practice in 1999. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a spiritual practice that includes moral teachings centered on the principles of truth, compassion, and forbearance, and five meditative exercises. After its introduction to the public in China in 1992, it rose in popularity and spread primarily through word of mouth. According to official estimates, 70 million to 100 million people were practicing Falun Gong by the end of the decade. Deeming this popularity a threat to the regime's control, the then-CCP leader Jiang Zemin in 1999 ordered a sweeping campaign of repression seeking to eradicate the practice. The CCP's use of propaganda, brainwashing techniques, illegal arrests, torture, and even harvesting organs from these prisoners of conscience to try to suppress Falun Gong has drawn condemnation from the international community. The persecution continues today in China, yet Falun Gong continues to be practiced around the world, now in more than 100 countries. On July 18, State Department Principal Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel said the U.S. won't hesitate to take appropriate actions against the CCP's continued persecution of the spiritual group Falun Gong. "We have seen the PRC take a number of steps over the past many years that we view as a crackdown on basic human rights," he said. "It is something that we will continue to raise with PRC officials directly." PRC is the acronym for Communist China's official name, the People's Republic of China. House passes bill. Representative Scott Perry sponsored legislation the House recently passed to call for an end to the persecution and the imposition of sanctions on persons complicit in the CCP's live organ harvesting activities. Mr. Perry recently addressed Falun Gong practitioners via video at a rally in Washington marking the anniversary of the persecution. "I want to let you know that I stand with you, and the United States stands with you, and we want to offer a light of hope to all of those who are persecuted the long-suffering of the Falun Gong, and to let you know that hope is alive," he in a statement. Representative Blaine Lukemeyer, a co-sponsor of the bill, said in a statement that the CCP had weaponized governmental authority to slander Falun Gong. "The regime's abuses extend beyond Falun Gong practitioners, encompassing widespread suppression of freedom of speech, assembly, and religion," he stated. "We must stand in solidarity with the Falun Gong practitioners and all those who suffer under the oppressive regime in Beijing," Mr. Lukemeyer stated. Bipartisan lawmakers stand in solidarity with Falun Gong. Several lawmakers expressed gratitude for Falun Gong practitioners raising awareness of the persecution and by extension the immoral nature of the CCP over the past 25 years. "The systematic harvesting of organs from unwilling prisoners, sanctioned by the CCP, stands as one of the most appalling acts violating human rights and religious freedom," wrote Representative Jason Smith in a statement. "The courage shown by your efforts in confronting these injustices is crucial in defending fundamental freedoms. I will continue to stand in solidarity with you in your fight against persecution, and I give my full support to your efforts to shine a light on the egregious violations of human rights carried out by the CCP," he wrote. Representative Nancy Mace said the CCP's systemic persecution is deeply disturbing and thanked international Falun Gong practitioners for their steadfast commitment to justice and freedom. "Falun Gong, with its principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, represents values that should be embraced, not attacked," she wrote. "We stand firmly against the CCP's oppressive tactics. Their actions are a clear attempt to suppress any group that threatens their authoritarian control. Despite the CCP's efforts to eradicate it, Falun Gong has shown remarkable resilience and strength. The unwavering commitment of its practitioners to their principles is truly inspiring," Ms. May stated. "Their courage in the face of such severe repression is a powerful reminder of the human spirit's ability to endure and prevail. Representative Young Kim, chair of the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on the Indo-Pacific and a Korean American, has relatives who had defected from North Korea and is a human rights advocate herself. "I'm honored to join you all today as we rally together for human rights against the Chinese Communist Party's heinous human rights abuses against Falun Gong practitioners for 25 years," she said in a video statement. "I will continue to firmly push back against the CCP abuses." Representative Sanford Bishop Jr. thanked Falun Gong practitioners for their dedication to human rights and said the anniversary was an opportunity for Americans to reaffirm our solidarity with Falun Gong practitioners and call for an end to the unjust persecution they endure. Representative Sam Graves wrote in a letter that he stood in solidarity with Falun Gong and in opposition to the CCP's persecution. "These genocidal acts are irredeemable and have no place in today's world," he wrote. Senator Todd Young said the United States had a moral obligation to uphold and defend basic human rights, both domestically and internationally, and that he stood with Falun Gong against the persecution. Representative Dan Newhouse said in a video statement, "We must recognize the urgency of the situation and stand united against the CCP." Representative Eleanor Holmes Norton wrote, "I stand in solidarity with the many Falun Gong practitioners who fight for the freedom to speak and to practice the religion of their choice. I hear you, and I stand with you. Lawmakers call for end to persecution." Representative Bill Pascrell Jr. said the CCP's actions cannot continue. "Day in and day out, we see the Chinese Communist Party's brutal persecution of religious communities who seek nothing more than to freely practice their religion and express themselves. This repression must end," he said. "The Chinese dictatorship's oppression of Falun Gong and other religious groups is a stain on their country." Representative Rob Whitman highlighted the fact that the CCP's repression does not stop at its borders, and that the regime has targeted Falun Gong practitioners overseas as well, and the United States must make clear the CCP cannot act on American soil. "It is sadly impossible to number the victims, but we know that over the past quarter century, millions have been detained or imprisoned and many others killed through forced organ harvesting at the hands of the CCP. These are grave crimes against human dignity, and they must end immediately," he wrote. Representative French Hill, co-sponsor of the Stop Forced Organ Harvesting Act passed by the House in 2023, said it is time for American and like-minded, freedom-loving people and nations to address this terrible issue through legislation and put a stop not only to this inhuman practice, but take a stand against the growing aggression of the Chinese Communist Party. Senator Jim Risch said Falun Gong practitioners' persistence in raising awareness has had an effect. "Earlier this month, Idaho implemented a new law making it illegal for health insurers to cover an organ transplant or post-transplant care performed in China or any country known to have participated in forced organ harvesting," he wrote. "I will continue to work to hold the CCP accountable for its crimes." Senator Roger Marshall said Falun Gong has experienced some of the worst persecution mankind has ever known at the hands of the CCP, and this persecution must immediately end. He quoted fellow Kansan, former President Dwight D. Eisenhower, "Faith is the mightiest force that man has at his command. It impels human beings to greatness in thought and word and deed." Representative Jerry Connolly has met with Falun Gong practitioners and heard the stories of repression they or their families experienced in China, and wrote in a letter that he had unwavering support for their advocacy. "Finally, I hope that this will be the year in which we see significant progress in your cause and improvements of the human rights situation in China," he wrote.